Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Strive to Be More podcast with your girl, Lavinia Latham. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a human rights lawyer, a public speaker, and the founder of Fine Natural Hair Rocks. Join me as I share some solid advice with you about life, relationships, and personal growth. Tune in weekly for your personal dose of clarity and motivation to fuel you on your self-improvement journey. Let's go. Okay, girlfriends, so if you clicked onto this episode, it's because you want to know how to stay positive and motivated despite hard times. So let's just jump on into these 10 tips that have worked for me, and hopefully it's going to work for you as well too. So number one, you want to have an attitude of expectancy. You're going to get what you expect. If you expect something great to happen to you every day, then it will. So what you want to do is use positive affirmations to really just talk to yourself in the mirror or talk to yourself in your head. So say something to the effect of, I expect something good to happen for me today. Number two, you want to take control over what you can and stop worrying about what you can't. Some things are within our control, other things just aren't. You got to learn to recognize the difference, and you have to start refusing to worry about circumstances beyond your control. So don't allow yourself to become so emotionally drained, so emotionally invested in the things that you can't change, because that's going to paralyze your progress. You know, a lot of us, myself included, we're perfectionists. We want everything to be perfect. We want to control every single aspect of our lives. Unfortunately, things are just not set up that way. And so sometimes this can really lend itself to trying to control others and to trying to control circumstances that we can't necessarily control. So what's the takeaway point from all of this? You can only control your own actions and your own reactions to things. Once you start to realize that you can only control yourself, you can't control others, you can't control circumstances beyond your control, I promise you that you're going to start to feel more positive and more motivated because with the things that you can change. Number three, you want to read and listen to positive information. So kind of like what you're doing right now, if you fill up your mind and your space, your mental space with uplifting and inspiring information, it's going to keep you motivated. And this is something that I practice myself. I consistently reach out to different things that are going to fill me up in a positive way. So for example, you know, we're all in quarantine right now. That might look like, you know, listening to a podcast, or it might look like jumping on YouTube, or it might even look like reading a book, like a really good self-help book. All of these things are very helpful in increasing your positivity and increasing your motivation to keep moving forward. The fourth tip that I have, girlfriend, is to be with positive people as often as possible. Negative people and negative conversations are extremely draining, and they have a tendency to pull your focus away from your self-improvement journey, from your good things, from your blessings. And, you know, it's just overall not a good place to be in. So you want to seek out positive people who don't necessarily engage in negative conversations. So, you know, if a negative conversation is going on, or you're engaging with someone who just has a tendency to fall down like a negative rabbit hole, choose to remain neutral, or, you know, just don't participate at all. Like in actuality, that could look like saying, you know, I gotta go if that conversation's moving in a negative direction, or, you know, just switching the subject. So, you know, you could try saying something to the effect of, you know, I'm focused on working on something right now, or I've got a work phone call to deal with, or this is going on that I'm really excited about. Like, as you start to dismantle those negative conversations, you're going to find yourself in more and more situations where it's easier and easier to change the conversation into the direction that you want the conversation to go into. Number five is similar to my first tip, which is to speak positive affirmations. You guys, you will not believe how far words and like positive words, positive affirmations, it's amazing how far that can go. It doesn't matter what is going on around you, coronavirus, COVID-19, quarantine, whatever, and all the other things that are still alive in life despite this pandemic, you know, you want to speak out loud the things that you want to happen. So me personally in this situation, I speak certain things and I hope that the hope is that they will then manifest themselves into reality. So writing out your affirmation that you can say daily, maybe you're on a fitness journey, or maybe you're trying to learn how to cook different foods better, or maybe you're just trying to meditate more and become more in tuned with your most, with your inner self, with your soul, like getting connected to yourself in a way that you weren't necessarily connected to yourself before. These are things that you can write out in affirmation, and you can repeat it to yourself on a daily level, on a daily basis rather, to hopefully bring that to fruition. So say, for example, you want to read more investment books, you want to improve your financial situation. Maybe write down on a piece of paper somewhere where you can see it all the time, I will get out of debt. And you, every time you go to the washroom, you see that one positive affirmation. I promise you, girlfriend, it is very powerful and it is very effective. You can also do that with your desktop. If on your computer, you can put a background that has a positive affirmation. So today I choose me, or today I choose positivity, or today I choose growth. Something that's going to encourage you to see and live and experience your day in a dome of positivity. Number six, I'm going to say that you want to learn from your mistakes instead of repeating them. Girlfriend, we all make mistakes. Every last one of us. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're saying, I don't make mistakes, that's the biggest lie ever. Everybody makes mistakes. The key with mistakes is to learn from them and keep on moving. Don't get stuck in it. If you get stuck in your mistakes, that's how you start to reminisce. That's how you start to, like, you know, feel bad about yourself. That's how you start to get caught up in, like, an ongoing circle of negativity, and it's just not helpful. So what you want to do is you want to conduct regular self-evaluations. You want to examine how you handled previous situations and what you can do in the future to impact those situations differently the next time. Maybe one thing that you could consider doing is reflecting on it. So sitting back and reflecting, maybe going for a walk, when you go for a run, maybe when you do your exercise, thinking about what went wrong and how you can improve the next time. If you're not somebody who reflects like that while you run, you kind of, you know, you just like to do your thing and just like blank out, maybe you can, you know, take it a step further and write down your solutions and write down your outcomes that you want when you face a similar problem in the future. This action has the effect of forcing you to reflect on what went wrong and forcing you to think of a solution. And in the future, it's naturally going to be, that solution is going to be somewhere in the forefront of your mind, and you're going to be able to easily recall on that experience, and you're going to be able to move forward in a better direction more quickly because you've been there, done that, reflected on it, and now you're in a better space to do better for the next time. Number seven, you want to make a plan. I know you guys have all heard this before. It says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So, you know, when you take the time to plan and you allow yourself to think through the entire process from beginning to end, you can then spark ideas, you can improve productivity, you can ensure a positive, great outcome for yourself. And that can apply to anything. That could apply to getting a job, that could apply to starting a new business, that could apply to starting a fitness regimen, maybe you're learning a new language. It can apply to so many different things. And so once you have a plan and you've written it down and, you know, it's somewhere where you can see it, you're going to be more motivated to accomplish your plan. There's just something that feels so good about checkmarking things on a to-do list that, you know, it's just a good feeling to be able to say, you know what, I planned to do this and I actually did it. Without a plan, you literally have nothing to run with, and then you end up feeling stuck. So maybe what you could consider doing is writing out a to-do list the night before. You identify the three things that you want to accomplish the next day, and then you start with those. And once you hit those three things, then you move on to three other things. Or maybe you don't feel like doing three other things and you just want to relax. At that point, you can rest assured knowing that you had a plan for yourself and you actually accomplished it. Number eight, you want to celebrate accomplishments, whether they're big accomplishments or they're not so big accomplishments. You always want to take the opportunity to celebrate yourself, because rewards and celebration plays a huge part in remaining motivated. So even if, you know, you stuck to your workout plan for the week, or, you know, something even tinier than, maybe you cooked two nights out of the week when previously you might have ordered out all the time. celebrate that. Treat yourself to something. Maybe you treat yourself to like two movies on Saturday night instead of just one. But don't overlook things. You know, bigger celebrations require, bigger accomplishments. That's what I was looking for. Bigger accomplishments definitely warrant bigger celebrations. And so I think it's very important to celebrate yourself and to celebrate those big accomplishments as well, because you don't want to just gloss over things. If you just gloss over things, then it kind of takes away the opportunity to have something to work for, to look forward to and to work towards. Number 9, you want to build a good support team of friends and family members. So you'd be surprised like just how helpful it can be when you've got a team of supportive friends and family members who you can lean on to keep you motivated and to keep you working towards the same goal. Some of the things that I implement in my life with fitness, maybe I connect with my mom and I connect with my aunts and I connect with my friends to talk about my fitness journey and what I'm doing to lose weight or what I'm doing to maintain, whatever. It's helpful to have a team around you who understands what your goals are, who understand who you are, and are basically rooting for your success. Like, that is exponentially helpful in remaining motivated and remaining positive throughout your journey, whatever that might be. Number 10, you want to rehearse your victories. Stick with me here, girlfriend. Oftentimes we forget how far we've come and the successes that we've already accomplished. So maybe what you want to do is designate a token of achievement that you can carry with you to remind yourself that you're a winner. You've already won this. You're just waiting for the rest of the world to figure it out. And it doesn't matter how big or how small that token of achievement might be. So maybe you could go back and, you know, you look at your trophies or you look at your certificates or you look at a special note of congratulations. Anything that's going to give you a morale boost during life's toughest moments. So that's it, girlfriends. Those are my 10 tips. And this is the very first episode of the Strive to Be More podcast with Lavinia Latham. That's me. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you did enjoy it, please feel free to give it a big thumbs up. And also, please feel free to go ahead and rate this this podcast. It's available on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and of course, it's available on Spotify. Thank you so very much for listening, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye!